Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
405, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Tuesday afternoon. Rain is going to be moving in for most of us in just a matter of moments. It's chilly, it's windy, and the Virginia Democrats are working overtime to try and undermine the will of we the people, the voters of Virginia. It's absolutely disgraceful. Absolutely disgraceful. I will tell you, just got a note from my friend John Reed, because of the Virginia Democrats today, both Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears and Attorney General Jason Biares were off the campaign trail. And so John was standing in out there on the Eastern Shore. Meanwhile, Ghazala Hashmi, who was a member of the Virginia State Senate, could not be bothered showing up to work today. Isn't that something? It's outrageous. Absolutely outrageous. I will remind you as well, state delegates are out there, some of them in very competitive districts. Their opponents, their Democrat Party opponents, are still out there campaigning, while the Republican delegates, who are locked in some cases, very, very tough electoral battles, they have to be at the state capitol for this nonsense. And then, to add insult to injury, because there is a session going on, Winsome Sears cannot fundraise for her campaign for governor. It's outrageous and disgusting, and it's only half the story. I will tell you that State Delegate Mark Early, one of the good guys, one of the hardest working guys up there in the House of Delegates, ran into him the other night at a big Special Olympics event. He was there. Rob Whitman was there. And I asked him if he could jump on the air with us, talk a little bit about what is or is not going on in the special session. Mark, thank you for being here.
Hey, Jeff. Good afternoon.
Good to have you here, although I'm trying to figure out exactly what it is you guys are doing up there.
Jeff, you know, we're trying to figure out the same thing.
Yeah.
I know you know the backstory. I mean, so the Democrats have called us into this special session. I'm calling it a sham special session. Mm-hmm. We came in yesterday at 4 o'clock, and I'll tell you a little bit about it, but just so everybody has the history here. The point of this is that the Democrats are trying to push an extreme gerrymander on Virginia. So 5 years ago, I'm sure Virginia voters will remember that we overwhelmingly, not even close, by two-thirds of vote, approved a constitutional amendment that was going to put a nonpartisan commission in charge of drawing our district lines, both congressional lines and the statehouse lines, which the point of that was to minimize the politics and maximize the transparency when it comes to redistricting. Nothing is perfect, but that seemed to be better than the system we had. 65% of Virginians voted for it. In my district, in Chesterfield, it was over 70. It was about 73% of people voted for it. So overall, it was a positive development. But now Democrats are looking to totally reverse course, go back on that, subvert the will of the people, and go back to hyper-partisan gerrymandering. So they wanted the commission when they didn't have total power. Now, when they do have total power, they want to reverse it. So no big surprise there.
Well, all right, so it is a twisted adventure, a misadventure, I suppose. With you sitting there in the House of Delegates, are you guys being presented with measures? Are you just playing cards? Is it solitaire on the laptops? I mean, really, what the heck are you doing there?
Yeah, well, let me tell you what happened yesterday. So we gaveled in at 4 o'clock, and the first hour was spent with the Democrats introducing and thanking essentially a litany of their biggest donors and activists who just happened to show up at the Capitol that day when, again, this is not a normal session. I mean, nobody's normally down there for this, okay? So that was the first hour. Then right after that, they went ahead and passed on a party line vote the procedural resolution that allows them to begin the process of this gerrymander. And then to put the cherry on top, when Republicans tried to stand up and speak to give some opinions on the matter, Speaker Don Scott said, "No, we're moving on." Those were his words. So literally, this is going forward, at least at this point, with almost no debate. And I want to make sure, so that's what happened yesterday. For procedural reasons, today, I believe the Senate was in. We in the House were not in. So I've been out getting wet, knocking doors all day and shaking hands at the early polling locations. But we're gonna get pulled back in tomorrow. And that goes to your point about part of the point behind this is to take us off the campaign trail. And I do think people need to understand, you know, why is this happening? Because I think this news was sprung on everybody, you know, with no notice. Why is this happening? Number one, it's to shrink Republican congressional districts. They want to take us from it's 6 Democrats, 5 Republicans right now. My impression is that they're going to want to push a map that makes it either 9-2 or 10-1. That's the primary reason. Reason number two is to take competitive people like me off the campaign trail. Reason number three is to distract, in my opinion, from the ongoing and never-ending Jay Jones scandal, which has been dogging their ticket. So they're doing this for a bunch of different reasons.
What are you hearing from your constituents? Let me remind everybody, State Delegate Mark Early is joining us. What are you hearing from those folks in Chesterfield? Are they outraged by this? Or are they even aware of it?
Well, to your second point, because it's happening so quickly and they're trying to rush it, I think it's just now starting to sort of seep into the bloodstream and people are starting to hear about it and understand about it. One of our goals right now is to make sure people get the word out about this because, you know, again, this was not this was overwhelmingly passed by the people, right? And I think people understand that, you know, we had partisan gerrymandering and line drawing before this. In Virginia, we said, hey, you know what? Let's try to do this in a better way. And there was a lot of arguments about it, and then it passed overwhelmingly. And I think voters know that it's basically a slap in the face when less than 5 years later, you're going to say, actually, let's have a redo, or actually, let's go back on that. So I don't think people are happy about this. And, you know, is it three questions? Is this unprecedented? I think the answer is yes. I've never heard of a special session being called a week before an election. Number two, some people are asking, well, is this like what some of the other states are doing? I would say no, it's very different. And that's primarily because we had this discussion in Virginia 5 years ago and said, no, we want this very particular constitutional process that we think is fair and gets the politics out of it. So we actually have a constitutional process. A lot of these other states, they don't have that. They don't have this nonpartisan commission. And then the last question that a lot of people have been asking me is this legal? Can they do this? And I don't want to get into the weeds, but I think there will be several legal battles ongoing about this because I'm not confident it is legal.
Well, that's a great point. Mark Early, state delegate, is joining us. Of course, the Attorney General, Jason Meares, issued an opinion that indicated from his reading of the Constitution, the next election that's referenced in all of this doesn't happen until 2027. So this is, to put it mildly, an exercise in futility if there was really any real reason for it. But it's a circus. It's a circus. It is a distraction. It's designed to undermine the efforts of Republicans in Virginia. And my fear is that on that level, it might very well be successful.
Yeah, we're going to see. I do think some of these legal efforts are going to be ongoing. But unfortunately, and Jeff, I really hate to say this because Virginia has always been known as being better than D.C., more functional than D.C. We've had something that forever we've called the Virginia Way, which is essentially, you know, we put an emphasis on dialogue, on civil debate, on compromise when it comes to some issues. You know, we have always sort of prided ourselves on that. And this, you know, while that's been deteriorating in some extent, this is really a total refutation of it. And the Democratic Party here in Virginia, I think, unfortunately, they're really becoming nothing more than an apparatus of the National Party, just doing the work of Chuck Schumer, Hakeem Jeffries, and soon to be Zohran Mamdani. And I hate to see that, but it looks like that's where they're headed.
Yeah, boy, I hate to see it as well. You and I share the same fear. Hey, Mark, since you were taken off the campaign trail a bit, and I guess the next couple of days you will be as well, you want to remind everybody about your website and where they might be able to go for information if they're looking for it?
No, I appreciate that. It's markearly4va.com. So that's F-O-R-V-A.com. You know, we're in a tight race here in Chesterfield. I think we're doing well, but we'd appreciate everybody's support. And, Jeff, thanks for having me on.
All right. Well, thank you, my friend. That is State Delegate Mark Early. Again, the Republicans in the State House, the Republicans in the State Senate are up there in this so-called special session. They're not out campaigning, and the Lieutenant Governor herself is not even allowed to raise money for her campaign. It's outrageous. Hey, 1 hour from now, we're going to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets for Dr. Neil deGrasse Tyson coming to a JPJ on November the 12th. It is 416, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. Four 422, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a lovely Tuesday, if, well, you like Tuesdays like this, I suppose. The text of this constitutional amendment that Virginia Democrats are trying to jam down everybody's throat has just been posted over on the state website. Of course, Charles Pyle, our news director, nobody better than Charles, first one to have it. And I'm sure we'll get it up. I'll try and get it posted just over on the Jeff Katz show page on Facebook if you want to take a look at it, or just look for the LIS section when you go to the State of Virginia's website, and you'll see what it is. It would appear to be in a stark contrast to the opinion that came down from Attorney General Jason Miaras. In other words, it's a lot of shenanigans. It really is. It's just undermining everything that you and I did 5 years ago. We had the conversation 6 years ago on this very radio station at this very time. We talked about this. What happens? Can we move now from having political hacks of any persuasion, Democrat, Republican, whoever they might be, take them out of the picture, and have some sort of an independent commission, a nonpartisan, bipartisan, what have you? And we, the people, said, yeah, that's a good way to go. Instead of having the nonsense that we see in some other states, we said, no, we're Virginia. And no offense, we're not trying to be hoity or toity, but you know what? We're better than that. And so we adopted that commission. And there have been fits and starts and bumps along the way. I get it. Part of this constitutional amendment the Democrats are trying to jam down everybody's throat would give them the right to redraw state districts anytime anybody anywhere in America redrew a district for their state. Now think about that for a second. I don't live in Massachusetts anymore because I don't want to live in Massachusetts anymore. I don't live in New Jersey. Why the hell are they going to be making rules for us? Craig Peterson is going to join us in a couple of moments. We'll talk about tech and staying safe online and all that good stuff. 426, Jeff Katz, News Radio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
WRVA. .435, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Tuesday afternoon. It's starting to get dark. My gosh, a couple of days. It's sunset in the 5 o'clock hour. It's kind of chilly today. Rain is moving in for the next couple of days. And not that nice rain. This is freezing cold rain. Ugh. Well, at least we can hop online and be completely and totally safe and oblivious to all the worries of the world. That's why we have Craig Peterson here every Tuesday. Craig, of course, a literal ray of sunshine, reminding us that all of our information is safe and secure and nary a scammer is about. Right, Craig? Good afternoon, sir.
Yeah, hey, I'm watching one of our granddaughters here. We're babysitting, and she's like 6 months old. She's learning to crawl around. She's having fun. We just bought her a toy watch, an Android smartwatch.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, she's not old enough to own an Apple smartwatch yet, but, you know, an Android's probably okay.
Oh, all right. Is she using it as a pacifier? Is that what you're doing here?
Is that why you got one, Jeff?
That's exactly why I got one. Yes, that's right.
Okay, long story. I just had to, you know how that goes.
I do know how it goes, but you know what? I love the way it looks. I have no idea what it does, but I love the way it looks. And as soon as I figure out all the nifty stuff, I'll mm-hmm. pass it on to your granddaughter, and she can find the stuff that I missed.
There you go.
Well,
Oh my gosh.
Exactly. Now, let's talk a little bit before we do any of the important stuff. Like, once again, Google is just not minding the store, apparently. You told all of us about a service that, and I remember the price, it was $7 per month. And for $7 a month, it would back up everything and anything, I believe, that you had on your laptop. Do I remember that correctly?
You do. Yeah, it's called Backblaze. I've been using it for years. Okay. And no matter how many hard disks you have hooked up to your machine, it's $7 a month. So I've got a Mac, a big Mac Pro, that is actually now 2013. So it's 12 years old. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of my main workstation. And I've got 40 terabytes of data on it. And that costs me $7 a month.
Wow.
Keep it for a year, which is great.
Actually work? Because I remember when I told you I was going to do that? Well, you know, I didn't do that, but now I really am going to do that. So do I go to backblaze.com or do I mail away for a nifty floppy disk they'll mail me in a couple of days and stick it somewhere?
Yeah. It comes on a coaster, on a CD. Some of them say AOL.
Yeah.
But yeah. It's nowadays, and my, you know, I advise my brother to get Backblaze.
Oh, I remember.
So for anyone that's listening right now to us talking, because it's actually just you and me, I get it. But
yeah.
If there's someone listening in, my brother, he goes nameless. His initials are Paul.
Okay.
And he has all of these pictures and videos he's taken of his kids over the years, and his kids are out of the house, and do you know how that goes?
Right.
And I said, okay, get Backblaze. You go to backblaze.com,
mm-hmm.
and right there you can sign up. You can download versions of Backblaze for your Mac or your Windows computer and have it back everything up. And so I got on his case about it, and I got on his wife's case about it. And he says, oh, no, I've got, it's on an external disk drive. It'll be fine. As though external drives don't break. And so needless to say, a couple of years later, he ships me his external disk drive because the thing's busted. He's lost all of the pictures and all the videos and everything. Oh. So, you know, I don't make a dime off of this. If you go to Backblaze, it is not my company. Okay. But they are very good. They do a great job backing up. That's one of the safety procedures, and we'll be talking about it in tomorrow's webinar tomorrow mm-hmm. when it comes to backups, is make sure you have an off-site backup right. so that if something were to happen, heaven forbid, whether it's a hacker gets in your computer or the kid knocks it on the floor and breaks the disk because it's spinning, they are there fantastic. So once you've got it installed, I use my own password. I have one password generate a unique password for me for encryption. Mm-hmm. So I encrypt it myself before I send it up, and the instructions are all there on Backblaze's site. And then if you ever need a file back, I do the 1 year retention thing. Okay. So if I delete something and I don't notice it for 6 months, I can still get it back, which is really nice. That's and crazy. If there's a bunch of stuff I need to get back, they will go ahead. Now they'll charge you for a hard disk, but they will send you a hard disk, an external USB drive, with whatever files on it you want. So if you lose a whole drive, your whole laptop, whatever, they'll send it. They'll even do an overnight for you for a few extra bucks. Wow. And they'll have it in your hands so you can do a full restore of all your files. Now, this isn't a you know, byte for byte hard disk backup so you can completely restore your computer onto a brand new computer. This is all of your data files, all of your Word docs, your spreadsheets, your pictures, your videos. Okay. The stuff that really, really matters. And, yeah. you know, I haven't checked it in a little while, but last I checked, it was $7 a month for unlimited storage for 1 year.
Okay. Well, I am going to get that signed up. I'm going as we speak, in fact, and I'll let you know if they raise the price. In the meantime, tell me how Google has once again made my life more dangerous and less enjoyable.
Yeah, exactly. This is, you know, so many people use Google, and this is a problem. And they use it for business. They have personal information on it. And a lot of people say, well, I don't have anything that matters, right? Mm-hmm. Well, the reason the Chinese want TikTok and they want to get into your Google account, et cetera, is they want to figure out what the motions are, what are the trends going on in the U.S. so they can do some manipulation. But the hosers, the real bad guys that are trying to break in and steal your stuff, they want your bank. Who is your bank, right? So they can start sending you these phishing emails saying, you know, the bank of jeffcats.com just got hacked. And yeah, and you better go and get your money out, right?
Yep.
So it turns out 2.5 billion Google users just had data stolen. Which is really bad. And these, the group that did it is called Shiny Hunters. And it's probably a nation state type operation. Could be Russian, could be Chinese. I couldn't find anything that said specifically what they were like, but or what they were doing. But they've hacked. They were the Ticketmaster hack guys. They've hacked Microsoft, AT&T. They've been going after the U.S. government. And they've been going for ransoms. So they'll charge you a Bitcoin ransom with your data and say, hey, we'll release all of those emails to your girlfriend if you don't. You know how that goes, right?
Yeah, you call them Shiny Hunters, though. Did they give themselves that name? How do they get tagged like that?
Well, these names are kind of interesting because there's like some others called various versions of Panda, which are Chinese. But they're named by the first guy to find it. Kind of like you can name a star if you're the first one to find it, right? Or new insect, whatever it might be. So it usually has something to do with the way they work. So Shiny Hunters, they're all shiny. They're well-polished. They're doing a really great job. And they're breaking in and stealing and ransoming. So that's where those names come from.
Okay. Okay. Wow. All right. Well, oh my gosh. So you do have a way to protect us, though. You can tell us exactly how we are supposed to protect ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. You know, a hack like this, it's so hard to protect yourself because you did nothing wrong. You signed up with Google. Well, okay, we could argue that was a mistake, just like buying a non-Apple watch. But see, it's a problem you can't do much about. Try not to use some of these sites, but then what are you going to do, right? If you're not using Google, who are you going to use? Yeah. Are you going to use Microsoft? Okay, they've been hacked. Are you going to use Yahoo, AOL? Well, they've been hacked for decades.
Yep.
What are you going to do? So the only thing you really can do is pay close attention and, you know, protect yourself and your computers. In fact, tomorrow I'm going through step by step everything a business needs to do in order to protect themselves. And this is aimed at small businesses because I just hate what's been happening to our small businesses by these hackers here over the last 10 years, but it's gotten way worse. So that's my webinar tomorrow, the free webinar.
All right. Now, explain to everybody, because I always send people to CraigPeterson.com to sign up for the newsletter, CraigPeterson.com. But now with these webinars, and they've all been free that I've looked at, how do people get registered for those?
Well, the easiest thing to do is if you're already on the email list, search for me and see if you got anything from CraigPeterson.com, an invite, or if you didn't get it or you're not signed up, just send an email to me, me@CraigPeterson.com, me@CraigPeterson.com.
Okay.
And we'll make sure that you get the weekly newsletter and we'll give you an invite for tomorrow's free webinar as well. CraigPeterson.com.
Excellent. All right. Well, I want to make sure, especially as you said, our small business owners, we've got, look, small business owners, I don't have to tell you, backbone of America. Here in Central Virginia, we have so many people who are paying their bills as a result of either owning and operating a small business or working for a small business. So we really do have to do everything possible to keep them safe, Craig.
Yes, yes. And people, we're talking about over $3 billion that these small businesses have lost over the last 2 years.
That's
by these hosers sucking money right out of the accounts. We've got to do something, and this is my little part.
Well, you're doing great work. I have to ask you one question as we wrap up for this week, Craig. You talk a lot about Backblaze at the very beginning of this discussion. You talked about it. But now I'm looking at the page. Is it worth $9 a month?
Oh, it's gone up. Oh, my gosh. Well, no, at some point it's just too much, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. Yeah, at $7 it was a deal, but at $9 they're ripping me off, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly. And these guys are great. You're going to love it. It's so easy. You don't have to do anything. It'll automatically back up your files as you're modifying them, or you can tell it, hey, listen, I only want to do it once a day because I don't care if I lose the work I did during the day. But it's very, very good. And still, $9, what the heck, not that expensive.
All right. Well, there you go. I am going to get signed up even at this outrageous inflated price of $9 a month to protect everything that's important to me. Yeah, you know, I guess I like some stuff. Yeah. Craig, as always, my friend, I appreciate you being here. And it sounds like you're doing an incredible job with babysitting. And I'm glad to hear all about that. I will see you tomorrow in that webinar. That is Craig Peterson. And if you are a small business owner here in Central Virginia, do yourself a favor, go to CraigPeterson.com, CraigPeterson.com, sign up for the newsletter to be sure. The newsletter's for everybody. But the webinar tomorrow, and again, it's a free webinar. It really is designed to help those who are operating a small business. There's a lot of danger right now involving hackers going after small businesses. I hate to tell you this, it could put you out of business. So go to CraigPeterson.com. All right, it is Jeff Katz, News Radio WR. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA, Tuesday evening, almost. Chilly, we got some rain moving in. By the way, once the rain moves in, is going to be with us. We've got a few days of this cold, cold rain. And, we'll get through it, I know. But just wanted to keep you up to date on that. About 25 minutes from now, 5:20-ish, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets for Dr. Neil deGrasse Tyson. He is coming to JPJ out in Charlottesville on November the 12th. Give you a chance to win those tickets the next hour. Tomorrow, 6 a.m., my friend Rich Herrera is going to be here, Richmond's Morning News. I will be listening, and I would hope that you would as well. Again, it all begins at 6 a.m. Tomorrow will officially be, less than a week away from Election Day. It's crazy to think about it, isn't it? And the scam that the Virginia Democrats continue to run is, sadly, ongoing. You're seeing it up there on Capitol Square. This entire bit of performance art, Kabuki Theater, is designed for one purpose and one purpose alone, and that is to undermine the Republicans here in Virginia. If you vote Republican, this is targeted at you. It is about undermining the will of all Virginians, in fact. 4:57, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.